When the dreamer sleeps, I awaken. And when the dreamer awakens, I sleep. Our lives are tied to one another. Such has always been the destiny of us dream keepers. All people meet their dream keepers a few times during the course of their lives. But they never remember the encounters afterwards. My beloved dreamer is already deeply asleep. I see the dreaming part of their consciousness floating towards this area. Hello. I have been waiting for you for a very long time. I am your dream keeper, but you may give me any name you wish. It is an honor to finally meet you in these dream realms. I am a guardian and creator of good dreams, and I have been with you since the day you were born. You have come a very long way since then. And I am proud of you. I am proud to see you grow. Although you have never seen me before, you may feel a sense of closeness and familiarity around me. A subconscious part of you knows who I am. You are currently asleep. This place here is a dreamscape. The shimmering colors of violet, blue, and purple, along with the calm night sky, are reflections of my true self. Each dream keeper has their own dreamscape environment. And this all depends on where they were birthed. My existence came about due to a conglomeration of energies from land and sky. You could say that I am a natural occurring phenomenon that gained awareness over time. Once a dreamkeeper gains enough awareness, we are paired with a newborn. And I was paired with you. Walk with me for a little bit. There is no need to be careful of your footsteps. It is impossible for you to fall into the water. If you wanted to, you could even float. That is all up to you, my dearest dreamer. Let us go in this direction. I sense that there will be shooting stars very soon. Look up over there at the patch of night sky that seems brighter than the rest. Remarkable, is it not? Each one leaves a flaming trail of brilliance. If you would like to make a wish, do it now. I have just made a wish. I wished for your happiness. I have watched many of your dreams, dearest dreamer. From time to time, I see flashes of them reflected in the surface of these waters. These are mystical waters. Look carefully over there. That was one of the best dreams you had in your childhood, of playing and laughter. And that one over there, yes, a dream you had when you were just a little bit older. You really liked it. And this one is much more recent. Yes, your observation is correct. The dreams we see in these waters disappear just as quickly as they appear. Do you know how dreams are created? You are correct in that regard. But it's more of a combination, really. Dreams are made up from a combination of things that you know and understand. Sometimes put together in a whole new way. And although things may look unfamiliar, you are in fact building your own worlds from what you know, consciously and subconsciously. Sort of like how a small child would play with blocks and combine them in different ways. You have created some amazing landscapes and events in your dreams. You will not see me often, as I can only interact with you if your dream consciousness decides to drift into the dreamscape of your dreamkeeper. This happens only a few times within a human's life. We dreamkeepers deeply value these meetings and wait in eagerness for them to happen. Yes, I am able to influence your dreams, but only the good ones. I will show you how later on. On average, people have 5 or so dreams per night. But these are often forgotten after they waken. Usually, the dreams you will remember are the ones that you were dreaming right before you woke up. It is a shame that some of the best dreams are often lost within the deepest recesses of the mind. But it is my aim and the aim of the other dreamkeepers to do as much as we can for the dreamers we watch over. I try to create as many pleasant dreams as I can for you every night. I hope you have remembered some of them. Or, if you have not, I hope it brings you some comfort in knowing that when you sleep, I'm always here, looking out for you and thinking about you. I do this because I love you. You are my dreamer, and I your dreamkeeper. I have watched you for a very long time. Naturally, I have become deeply invested in you. Would you like to do something a little bit fun? Come with me. Over here. These things may look like fishing rods, but they are not for catching fish. They are for catching memories. Once caught, the memories can be made into dreams. Only the good memories make it into this realm. The silvery strands hanging off the ends of these rods are called memory seekers. They are just like fishing lines, but instead of fish, they are used to catch memories. We need to attach some bait to these lines. I carry a small box of this with me. Glowing bubbles. Look closely. If you hold one up and gaze into its center, you will see a multitude of different colors and patterns, all interacting with one another. Would you like to choose one? Good choice. Now, just attach it to the end of the line, like this. That's the way. Now tie a small knot right here. You've got it. Memories are attracted to this, and will stick to, and become absorbed by the bubble. Are you ready to cast your line? Good. Just swing your arm this way, then flick your wrist. You try. Looks like you're a natural at this. So now we wait. Underneath these waters are fragments of all your good memories and past dreams. Only the memories will be attracted to the bubbles. Once the bubbles have absorbed the good memories, I will combine them into one big bubble, and release it into your dream consciousness. We should get a catch soon. You will have a good dream tonight. Upon waking, you may not remember me, nor your dream, or our interaction. at least for now, we can be in each other's company.